Free your mind and open up the airwaves here at WRFULP Urbana 104.5.
What's up, y'all? This is your boy, DJ BJ Clark, with the After Work Drive Show, right here on 104.5 WRFU. I want to invite you to tune in every Tuesdays and Thursdays at 5 p.m. for the After Work Drive Show with your boy, DJ BJ Clark. I'll see you in the future. 104.5 WRFU.
Hey everybody, welcome to another edition of East to West. Thank you to my lovely assistant for helping me set up today. Today I just want to talk about a lamp and light, and what does a lamp have to do with anything in the gospel? When we think of a lamp, we think of, an object that lights the darkness. And so we're just going to talk about how we can become a lamp, how we're called to become a lamp. And when we get that light of God in us, what we're supposed to do with it and what we're not supposed to do with it. You know, many times, we forget all too often in this troubled world that we do have a light inside of us that's supposed to burn bright, and that's supposed to burn out the darkness in our lives, in the world's lives, in people's lives. And so we're just going to talk about that today. We're going to talk a little Super Bowl. I'd like to talk about that. Even though I don't have a dog in the fight per se, I'm still excited to watch it. I'm still excited to just see this competition, where these two teams are struggling to gain ground, struggling to get to that end zone, to score just enough points to win and defeat the other team. But first of all, let's just get into it right now. So I'm going to read a parable from Luke chapter 8, and starts in verse 16, and it talks about the revealed light. This is what I like about this parable. It's not talking about a light. It's not talking about, a dim light. It's not talking about a light that's supposed to be kept, hidden or turned off. It's a revealed light. God is saying to us, it's time that we turn the light switch on in our souls and in our walks with Him and in our life, so that way people can see the light of God. It says, no one, when he has lit a lamp, covers it with a vessel or puts it under a bed, but sets it on a lampstand that those who may enter may see the light. For nothing is sacred that will not be revealed, nor anything hidden that will not be known and come to light. Therefore, take heed all how you hear, for whoever has to him, more will be given, and whoever does not have, even though what he has seems will be taken from him. So this is a very, very, I feel like a very pivotal moment in our Christian life, in our Christian mindset, because it's just, God is very clearly calling us to be a light, to the world, to be a light to those who are struggling in their own darkness with whatever they're going through. It's time for us to set down our agendas and to set down our ideals and ideas and surrender those, that we may pick up this lampstand that God has given us to walk out into the darkness of someone's life and say, enter in, follow the light. A few years ago, my wife and I went to Prince Edward Island in Canada. Beautiful, one of the most beautiful places.
on Salisbury Hill. I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out of the night. He was something to observe. Came in close, I heard a voice.
All the strange things, they come and go. There's early warnings. Stranded starfish have no place to hide. Still waiting for the swollen Easter tide. There's no point in direction. We cannot even choose a side. I took the old track, the hollow shoulder across the waters. On the tall cliffs, they were getting older, sons and daughters. The jaded world was riding high.
And as the nail sunk in the cloud, the rain was warm and soaked the crowd.
Had to remind them the light is already in the tunnel. The light was at the beginning of the tunnel. The light is in the tunnel. The light is at the end of the tunnel. We don't have to go through this dark tunnel to get to the light. God has already done that for us by sending Jesus. He came through the tunnel. He brought light through the tunnel. The tunnel's already been lit. We just have to realize that, and we have to grab that. You know, in Ephesians 5, he talks about, you know, for once you were in darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of the light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord, you know, and have, you know, just reach out and realize that we are supposed to walk in this fantastic light. You know, I always, like going back to One Winter Night, I always find it interesting that I'm always reminded that it takes me getting into a box to help me get out, to think out of the box. You know, I get in the box to spend the night, but it always helps me to remind myself to get out of my own box and to get out of my own judgments and own preconceived notions. I've really gotten to connect with a guy who hangs out a lot at Springfield and Mattis. Young guy. I've been able to just chat with him a few times. You know, I brought him breakfast the other day. And it's just amazing. I'm telling you, it's just amazing that when God touches him in those conversations, and God, even though he's feels trapped in this situation, that there's a lampstand. I don't know how better to say it.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Hey, hello. Hello.
This little light that seeks.
Hey, how's it going out there? Oh, I got to put my headphones. Hey, in this you know what? Time. Oh, turn that off. Oh, so it's just this? That's all I need to do is have those up. Thanks, BJ. What would I do without you, man? Hold on, we gotta go. So, I like my new iPad. I love it. That thing is nice. Hey, there we go. Now we're live. It only took me 17 minutes this time. You think I'd been doing it long enough that I'd be able to figure this thing out? But how's everybody out there doing in Facebook land? How's BJ doing today?
I'm doing all right.
It's a cold day, man. Cold. It's too cold to run, though, right?
No.
Never. Never too cold to run.
I'll tell him like this, Chuck. Never too cold to get out there and do something.
Right.
Positive for the mind, body, and soul.
Right.
You know?
Or you could just sit at home and listen to the afternoon drive show.
The after work drive show.
After work drive show. Or you could listen to East to West. I mean, we've got archived shows on the archives, right?
That's right. www.wrfu.net.
Yeah, check it out.
That simple. You know, man. You just get on there and you could go listen to all of our previously past recorded shows. And yeah, how about you, Chuck? How's your day?
I'm good, man. It's Friday.
Yeah.
Thank
God it's Friday.
It's Friday. Yep, I'm excited.
Big plans for the night?
No. Well, they're Champaign-Urbana is doing their annual restaurant week this week, starting tonight. So my wife and I like to try to visit the different restaurants, see what's going on, and
try different food. What's the restaurant choice of the day?
Tonight we're going to Silver Creek.
Silver Creek, that's a good one.
That's just right down the street, right?
Fancy.
Fancy. And then tomorrow we're going to do Pizza Antiqua. Have you been there?
I have not.
Downtown by the city building?
I haven't been there.
Fire-grilled pizza, oh man.
Okay.
Then we're going to Po' Boys.
Yes, Po' Boys, what's up?
You know, I'm a little...
I love Po' Boys.
I am a little disappointed that Lil Porgy's isn't on the...
Lil Porky's is not a part of the tour.
I know. Come on. It's not even part of the restaurant.
I love Lil Porky's, man.
I love it. My mom told me. She said if Lil Porky's was part of the restaurant week, that's all we'd eat. 7 days straight, Lil Porky's.
Well, tonight I'm gonna be going to the good old Golden Crab.
Oh,
I'm going out to the Golden Crab.
Man, that's
tonight.
Some good stuff,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
You got to wear a full-size bib, though.
You got to.
I know.
You got to. Or just wear black.
And detail my car when I get home because
it's
all buttered up.
Sticky
I'm telling
fingers.
You. It's like trying to
greasy.
Drive the steering wheel.
Yeah,
you can't drive.
I'll tell you what. Those crab legs are fantastic. The shrimp.
Oh, man.
Man, I'll tell you. They're making nice.
And for
nice...
the price, it's pretty good.
Oh, real good.
Yeah, real good. Yeah, you guys got to check that out if you can. Give it a shout out. Hey, real quick, I want to give a shout out to a buddy of mine who made me this really cool Cub shirt. Of course, I forgot it. I was going to wear it today, and I totally forgot. But I want to give him a shout-out real quick and just say, hey, thanks for just making this shirt for me. So let's see. His name is Grover Brown. Grover Brown, if you're out there listening. And his business is called Custom Connect. So if you guys want a really nice T-shirt or if you're just looking for something really nice, a nice design, this guy can do it all. I mean, this shirt is phenomenal. I'm going to wear it on Monday so you guys can see it. it was just phenomenal. And he's just great work. So I just want to give him a shout out. I told him I'd give him a shout out on the show. So there we go. We made the shout out. So I'm excited for football this weekend. You excited? You following anybody in the football this weekend?
I haven't had time. Just been working. I work Saturdays and Sundays, and you know those are prime time football days.
Right. How about Mr. Irrelevant?
Mr. Irrelevant.
Brock Purdy.
Tell me about it.
Last pick in the draft.
Okay.
262nd pick in the draft. He said that when the 49ers drafted him, they didn't even call him. They just sent him an email.
I know a lot of folks on the social media are a little upset about the Cowboys.
Oh man,
you seen that one guy?
I'm not upset. I was ready for it.
I don't follow football right now just due to the fact that I'm out of the loop with work and stuff. But I love a good Sunday. Cooking out on the grill and maybe having great beverage to go along with it.
That might be in a couple months. I don't know if we can cook.
We can. You can cook.
I got my grill. We can go outside the garage.
So. Yeah, we can do the garage thing where it's like outside the garage and we kind of hang out inside in the heated garage.
I don't have a heated garage.
Oh, okay.
No, it gets pretty cold in there.
It gets cold out there. Speaking of, you do the weather on the East to West show here?
Oh, no, I should. Yeah, right now, it's cold. Right That's now, the
it's,
weather.
It's just it's really, cold. Really, 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 really
it's cold.
Cold.
Wind chill is really cold. That's right. All you need to know. It's cold.
No, I believe today we were supposed to get up to like 40 degrees today.
Yeah, it got up to 38.
38
degrees right now, actually.
Yeah, tomorrow we're looking at 44. 46. 46 tomorrow.
46 tomorrow.
We can't complain about that. Come on now. Right? Tonight we're dropping down to what? Tonight we're dropping down 25.
You see what it's going to be on Tuesday, though?
Tuesday. Ooh. 12. Yeah. 12. 11 degrees will be the low.
11.
Monday, 8 degrees will be the low. Oh, man. But I'll tell you what,
though. This show will be hot that day.
Why don't we shift gears and say, you know what? I'm thankful to be here. I'm very happy
Me
to be here.
Me too. I'm thankful. And, I'm thankful for this radio station.
I know, right?
I'm thankful for you keeping this thing going.
Hey,
I'm excited because this place really is a place where if you want to come and just be you, this is the place you can do it. With no questions asked, and with excitement. You can come here and just be you.
Yeah.
I can come here and be me once I figure out all the technology. It took me 3 weeks to figure out how to get in, and then it took me another week to figure out how to turn the microphone on. And I drive a bus.
We're still working on it.
So I need to make like a diagram, a Chuck diagram for me. So. Yeah. Nah. So I hope
but
you guys.
Let's talk about it though. Like you got a little studio at the house, don't you?
I do. Yeah, I do. Yeah,
and you're streaming on iTunes, and you got all that good stuff.
Trying
going
to get all that positivity
you.
Out there as much as I can.
We
man,
have cause, to. That is,
you
the
know,
message.
In this day and age, it's much needed in this day and age.
Well, we live in an era now where people glorify negativity.
Right.
You know, and that's the thing. It's odd to people. It feels weird to people when positive things are being said.
Right.
And people walk into a room with a positive attitude.
Right.
They're almost like, what's wrong with that guy today?
Yeah.
He's so happy.
Yeah.
I know. Naturally, you should always be happy. You know, being sad should feel weird.
Right.
You know,
right.
It should be the opposite. Like,
right.
I feel weird personally when I'm sad. But when I'm happy, I feel normal, you know. And
but it's just weird. It's like happiness is weird.
Yeah, it's almost like having $100 in the bank account.
Right.
It's like that's weird.
It's weird.
I
right.
$100 in the bank right. account. Should I right. just go and spend it real quick?
Right.
You know.
So hey, I know it's a few months away.
Talk to me.
But I'm excited about getting this IMC Fest going.
IMC Fest coming up. It's
in
coming
August,
up in
early
August.
Early
That's
August.
Right. We're bringing it back.
Put that on your calendar.
IMC Fest.
We're going to just invite everybody out here locally who wants to do anything musically.
Yeah.
Lyrically.
We'll have a sign-up thing and everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
We're talking about what?
Just come out.
Come on out. Three stages.
Three stages.
We're hoping.
Three stages.
One in the front, one in the alley, one on the main stage.
Yep, and Urbana Library, I'm in talks with them. They're going to open up one of their rooms so we can do spoken word there.
Yeah, not to mention vendors.
Not to mention
the vendors. Yeah. Got the vendors. You say we got two maybe possible.
Yep.
Possible two vendors. Yeah. So.
I got my haircut guy, Matt, said he'll get his band together and come out and play. And
nice.
Yeah, I'm just excited. I just really feel like since the taste is gone and the sweet corn is really kind of fizzled out, we really don't have anywhere that can really just in one setting showcase all the great talent we got here in the community.
Well,
I do believe
it's like this, Chuck. When one door closes,
right,
another one opens.
Right.
And so I feel like, you know, with that Sweet Corn Festival, you know, being closed for, they may kick it back up and running. You never know.
Right.
But now we have the IMC Fest that's about to kick off.
Right.
And let's not forget, we still have the Homegrown Music Festival that happens right here at the IMC.
Awesome.
So,
yep.
So we'll
yep.
have two festivals in one year.
That's awesome.
We'll have
man.
The IMC Fest in yep. August, and then we'll have in September the Homegrown Music Festival.
Come on now.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, we're going to have food trucks out here. We're going to have vendors. We're going to have just all kinds of stuff. We got the First Christian Church in Lincoln Square Mall. They're going to open their space. We can have all kinds of worship music going on in there. I'm trying to get Cranet to open their theater so we can do dance.
Nice. Yes.
I mean, I just want to be able to have people to be able to say, oh, I may not want to go to that, but I can go to that. Or say, hey, I didn't know that was going on in our community. Mm-hmm. Or, hey, I didn't know they were playing in our community. And just get this whole feel of community going again. You know, like, what it was really born out of is I just hear all the young people say, man, there's just nothing to do in this town.
And you know what? Not just young folks.
Yeah.
Us older folks, too.
Yeah.
You know, we're just like, you know.
It's out there. You just got to find it.
Yeah.
Hopefully we can bring that all together.
Yeah. And here's the thing. What I love about the IMC is it is a place for all ages. You know, it doesn't discriminate neither. You know, it's open to all walks of life.
All walks.
You know, that's one reason why I always loved the Community Fellowship Church that used to be here.
Right.
The message was, this is a place for all walks of life.
And all churches should be that way.
Yeah.
I'm just going to throw that out there since this is East to West. I'm going to throw that out.
It's about love.
If you're a church that's stopping people at the door, you got to rethink it. Because Jesus didn't stop anybody at the door. He didn't stop anybody.
No.
Even those who were ridiculing him, he welcomed them in.
He said, let's chat.
Let's have a talk.
He's like, haters are my motivators.
Right,
Come on.
Yeah.
We're all right.
If you're out there telling people that Jesus is mad at you, he hates you, he's angry with you, you need to read the scripture. Because it's all about love, man. This IMC and this WRFU excels in that.
So what's the message for the day, Chuck?
The message is, if you gotta hate to relate,
you need
to check yourself.
Yeah, if you gotta hate to relate, check yourself.
You gotta check yourself because if you gotta hate to relate to somebody, then it ain't working. You gotta switch that around and say, you know what? I love you. I want to hang out with you. Like here at the IMC, when we do shows and people bring proposals to shows, it's never, hey, let me think about it. It's like, yeah, when can we plug you in?
Well, when can
we do it? We
within
love you.
Reason, though.
Within reason, right. But most times it's just, hey, when do you want to do it? You know?
Yeah.
And it's just great. And that's just the way we should be with each other is when somebody comes and wants to chat or whatever, say, yeah, let's chat. Or somebody disagrees with you. Or whatever, don't be like, I'm about to blow you up on Facebook. You didn't agree with me. We don't need it. We got to stop all that.
Right.
We got to stop all that. We got to start relating
okay
with each other in love.
It's okay for other people to have other opinions.
It is.
And perspectives.
It is.
You know.
And walks of life.
And walks of life.
And things that matter to them, we don't get to decide what matters to somebody else.
Right.
We don't. Man, you know how many great conversations I've had with people just because I've been open to saying, let's chat.
Hey, how are you?
How are you doing? You know, let's chat. Let's talk.
Yeah.
Let's hang out. I mean, I've got to meet so many wonderful people that way. I could be this guy that says, nope, it's my way or the highway.